Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
What is up, Dustin? All right, Steve, time for you to get out.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Complete this line. One fish, two fish, red fish.
Bluefish.
Yes. What does the keyboard shortcut Control-P do?
A pass.
Brent Smith is the lead singer of what band?
Who?
Brent Smith.
Pass.
Which insect spreads Lyme disease?
Ticks.
Yes. Who played Rose in the Titanic?
Pass.
Bismarck is the capital of which U.S. state?
North Dakota, South
Correct.
Dakota.
Which decade did England win its first and only World Cup?
2010.
No.
2000s.
No.
1990s.
No. Nuclear membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus are components of what?
Uranium.
No.
Pass.
How many South American countries does Brazil not share a border with?
3, 4, 5.
No, no, no. What instrument family do castanets belong to?
The windward.
No.
Brass.
No. We got you down for 3, Dustin.
Ooh. Just one better than I turned.
You said it, not me. All right, Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Complete this line. One fish, two fish, red fish.
Bluefish.
Yes. What does the keyboard shortcut Control-P do?
Paste.
No.
Control-P doesn't paste something?
Nope.
Does it picture it?
No.
Does it pause?
No. Brent Smith is the lead singer of what band?
Shinedown.
Yes. Which insect spreads Lyme disease?
Which insect spreads Lyme disease? What are they called? The ticks.
Yes. Who played Rose in Titanic?
That would be Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Kate Winslet.
Yes. Bismarck is the capital of which U.S. state?
Tennessee.
No.
North Dakota.
Yes. What decade did England win its first and only World Cup?
That would be the 70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. Nuclear membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus are components of what?
The protons.
No.
The brain.
No.
Biology.
No. How many South American countries does Brazil not share a border with?
3.
No.
2.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-3. Sorry,
that is
Dustin.
Smashing. Strong word.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey.
If you use the Control P on your keyboard, you will be printing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Control V is the paste. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nuclear membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus are all components of a cell.
Okay.
And then one that you did not get to. What instrument family do castanets belong to?
Woodwind.
No.
Brass.
No.
Percussion.
Yes.
Really?
It's those little ones, the little guys that you put on
little
your fingers.
Clappers?
And go clap, 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 clap. Yeah.
Like when you're doing like samba music?
You look like you already know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this guy some castanets.
Yeah, because his fingers aren't doing.
Oh, my God. There's another opportunity to play Beat Migs coming up at 7:50. Oh, no.
You like it?
I love it.
That sounds weird.
The Daily Mix Show.
1 week from Friday, we're going to be gathering in Everett for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Maybe someone will be on the castanet.
You never know.
Maybe it's Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown.
I feel like the Pretty Reckless rock a good castanet.
Daughtry's going to be there too. Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and the tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. There's also a pre-party at Tony V's starting at 2 o'clock. The men's room will be broadcasting live.
Nice.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It does mean a lot that you take the time out of your busy life to leave us a voice message. And it's very easy to do it through the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone icon. And Steve, I'm so curious as to what is happening in there today.
I should got our first voice message. Oh, I almost cursed. Sorry. There are some massive technical issues going on behind the scenes. Just so people know, that just is driving me up a wall today. But let's here we go.
You guys hear there's a brand new Guns N' Roses song? Actually kind of fired up. Have you heard it yet?
No.
No.
Are you going to play it?
Yes.
Probably.
I have a lot of questions.
There's only two questions. Or three, I guess. Have we heard? I have not heard it, but I heard that there is a new Guns N' Roses song.
I heard that the name of it is called Nothing.
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 Like N-U-T-H-I-N?
I don't know if it's an O or an O.
Yeah. Oh.
Not a U.
Oh, I thought it was N-U. I was all excited about it. So there's a brand new GNR song with Axl.
Yes.
Slash.
Yes.
And Duff.
Which has, I mean, they don't do that very often these days.
I know they put out some newer stuff, but it was mainly it was like either repurposed or re-recorded or just they added a couple of little things. It was done like way back in the day when Axl was working on that Chinese Democracy record. But like this is so, is this brand new?
I believe so.
Okay, so and we have it.
Yeah. We do.
And we'll play it in a couple of minutes.
And they're coming to Vancouver, BC, right?
Right, they're not coming to Seattle.
I don't believe
as of right now.
But you know, things can change.
Or nothing.
Or
sorry,
good bad. One.
So there's, I know like what, there's two new songs that they're putting out though.
Yes.
So there's Nothing, and then what was the other one called? You guys are no help to me.
No.
You are absolutely no help. What the hell is wrong with you two? Atlas.
Atlas.
Yes.
And that one comes later.
Well, that's a...
God.
Let's check out our next voice message. But yes, in a few minutes, we will have the brand new Guns N' Roses song. I'm excited to hear it.
I have
not
too.
Heard it yet. Yes. All right, here's our next voice message.
Yo, what is up with so many people wheeling around suitcases in Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
Like full-on luggage?
Everyone's traveling. That's what we do.
Huh.
It's like, it's weird. It's just weird. There's too many to have, like, been traveling, and that's why they have it. Like, it looks like people are taking suitcases to work every day.
I think they are.
Has anyone else noticed that? Is it just me?
What?
I haven't noticed that, I don't think. But is it... So instead of, like, a briefcase or a backpack, people
right.
are using a rolling suitcase
I've
instead.
Seen a lot of people are using, like the little, like, the travel-size ones. Like, the ones that you would bring onto the plane.
Yeah.
Not like a giant... That would be pretty hilarious if you go to work every day and you have one of those giant suit, like, luggages.
I want to know what you do for work.
See, I've noticed it, but I've just always thought that it was people, like, just staying in the city, like, on business, and they're, like, headed back to the airport. Because
mm-hmm.
I've had to do that. I've rode the light rail, and then I, like, walk back to the station because I parked here. And so I'm, like, wheeling my little rolly up the hill. That's terrible to do. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
See, I'm such a wrestling dork that whenever I see someone, because that's how, like, a lot of wrestlers, when, like, you're wrestling, like, you put all your stuff into one of those travel-size suitcases because it's easy to carry, and sometimes it gets a little heavy, so it's just nice to have wheels on it. So whenever I see anyone in the streets of Seattle, I'm like, where are you wrestling, brother?
Oh,
and they're just like, wait,
no.
What? What's going on? But yeah, that's the only other time I've recognized.
Huh, I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. And now, you know, it's like when you get a new car and then you start seeing that brand of car everywhere. This is going to be my life now. I'm just going to see suitcases left and right.
Are any of you using Spotify? And if so,
Well, okay, so two of the three in this room are not using Spotify.
Correct.
We use Apple Music.
Yeah.
Like real men.
Yeah.
Cool people.
We had to try and navigate using something that was an Apple product yesterday. And both my wife and I are like, I don't know what to do. And our daughter's looking at us like we're idiots.
With the end of the year stuff, they're now doing a thing where they'll tell you what your listening age is. And mine is 72. 72. They're saying that I'm 72 years old. I'm 33. 72. Possibly because I listen to Jimi Hendrix and The Doors and other great rock bands, but 72?
Yeah, you're old, buddy.
So does Apple Music give you that information?
No. Oh. They're not ageist like Spotify.
I did get mine.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
How? Okay, let's try and figure it out. Okay, so I'm... The most popular artist, was it like Billy Strain? Oh, no, it was Rush.
Rush, Primus, Bad Religion were my top three.
Your late 60s, early 70s, I'm thinking. I'm saying 74.
No, I'm going to say 69.
Nice. I like I said early 70s and I went with mid 70s.
I know.
So, 71.
I'll guys, I think you're forgetting to factor in how much children's music I listen to with Barrett. So that does bring my median listening age down a bit, I think.
Well, that's weird because I would, I'm trying to get inside the mind of a robot, but I'm thinking if like someone's listening to a lot of children's music, they assume that that person is a parent or older.
My listening age is 52.
Oh.
Oh, which is definitely young. Older than I am, but I'm actually kind of shocked it's not older.
Yeah, actually, me too. I was thinking like 69.
Younger than my husband, though, 52.
Well, how old is he?
He's 57.
No, I mean in Spotify.
He doesn't have a Spotify.
He doesn't.
He's too old to figure that out.
Oh, is he still just rocking cassettes?
He's 150, Steve.
What's his most favorite cart that he listens to or 8-track?
Oh, God. He still listens to CDs in his car. It's pretty adorable. Do you listen to CDs in the car?
No, I don't have a CD player.
I don't have a CD player either.
I don't have a CD player at home. I don't have a CD player in the car. Even like I have a laptop, it doesn't have a CD player in it. I have to have like an external CD player.
Yep.
If I need to load any kind of programs that use a CD.
I actually went to a show and the guy gave me, he was like, oh, you work for KSW? Here's a CD. And I was like, thanks, dude. I don't have any way to listen to this. Like, I respect the hustle, but.
You should just throw it away and go, if you're not streaming, I ain't talking.
Look at these guys giving out free frisbees.
Thanks for the coaster, bro.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopping season is underway. Rockaholics, a lot of us doing online shopping, which means package thefts are already on the rise. And Pierce County is being inundated right now with pork pirate Steve Miggs. And this is the King 5 report on it.
Down in Pierce County. Deputy Carly Capetto says five package thefts were reported just over the Thanksgiving weekend.
It could be a gift for a loved one or...
quick pause. We met her.
We did.
Deputy Carly Capetto at the Washington State Fair. She's awesome.
We love her.
She's so cool. Yeah. I just want to say that.
The second I heard that name, I'm like, wait, we know that.
I was like, wait, we know a Capetto, Officer Capetto.
A medication that you were waiting for or medical equipment. I've heard it all.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Office is part of a national network that's now teaming up with Amazon, sharing tips online to keep your stuff out of the hands of porch pirates. Tip number one.
It was crazy. They show footage of like, I mean, it's like middle of the day, some woman just walking up to somebody's porch, just grabbing the package and just walking off nonchalantly.
Insane.
Track your packages. Amazon has map tracking, so you can bring deliveries in as soon as they arrive.
Did you know you also could like set it up so like your family or friends or neighbors can also track it? So when it, I guess it shows up, they can go and grab it, which is kind of cool.
That's very smart.
You can also tell delivery drivers to leave packages in a hidden location.
What's this picture taking sound? Put it in my backyard. Could you put your back? Never mind.
Oh, boy.
And when that's not possible, some other options are to pick up your package, use a locker, or have it sent somewhere you know it will be safe.
If you are a victim...
I do like the, on some of the newer homes, have you seen like, and I think you could even buy it like at Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere, like you could have it like installed, where it's like, there's a like a package slot that goes into, like, so like you, like the Amazon person would open it up, throw your package in there, and it goes right into your house.
That's pretty fancy.
I know.
We're living in the future.
Okay, we are living now.
If you are a victim of package theft, the first thing you should do is call the police. A lot of people don't report this type of crime, but doing so can help them track down those porch pirates responsible.
I didn't even think about that. Like, I've been fortunate, lucky that I haven't had anyone steal anything off of our porch, but I in my head, I'm like, the first thought would be to let the authorities know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I'd absolutely crack the case.
And then the second thing you want to do is reach out to the retailer's customer service team. A lot of them will work with you on a refund or a replacement.
Thieves are the worst.
Have you ever had someone take anything off of your porch?
Thankfully, no. But if I did, there would be hell to pay.
What do you mean by
that? I have no idea.
Are you sitting in, in your house with like a shotgun waiting for the porch pirates?
I do feel like having two dogs that love to bark might be helpful sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm watching these videos, and you see some of these people, like, they clearly know there's a Ring cam where they're grabbing this package, and they're not wearing, like, a mask.
They don't care.
They don't have, like, a hood up. It's just some woman in, like, her joggers walking up to the porch. I'm sure if they heard a dog barking, they know that the dog's not going to be able to open the door. I mean, unless your dogs are special. I don't know any dog that could just open a door. So I don't know if that's going to stop somebody from stealing a package.
Maybe you're right.
You also forget that Taryn lives in the middle of nowhere in Stanwood, so no one's going to go up that far.
She's had some random people show up to her home.
That's true.
That's very true.
Danny, have you ever had anyone take anything off of your porch?
Yeah, my freaking neighbor.
On accident or on purpose?
No, here's the thing is I am almost losing my mind with her because she is very scared that people are going to take her packages from hers. So now she just gets everyone's packages without asking us.
Wait, she's like the package lady?
Yeah, she thinks we're not home. She'll grab our package and take it inside and we'll get a text and be like, hey, got your package. And I'm like, dude, I'm upstairs. Just tell me that it's there so I can go. And then she's like, oh, well, I won't be home till 7 tonight. Sorry. And I'm sitting there waiting all day long. What, and I'm like, look, no, hell. Like, knock on wood, no one's ever actually stolen our package except for her. And I'm like, lady, unless I ask you, leave my package outside.
Danny, maybe the reason that you haven't had a package stolen is because she's taking very good care of your package.
That is not what it is.
Okay. Maybe this is her way of flirting with you.
Oh, God, please no.
No? She's like, hey, I'm taking your package, Danny. Any other packages you need me to take?
Hands off Danny's package.
I don't want no one touching my package.
All right, well, I mean, I'm just saying. You never know.
That's so weird. I hate it.
206-803-ROCK on the topic of porch pirates. Have you ever dealt with one? 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever had someone steal something right off your porch, we want to know, what did they take?
I'm very curious about that.
Call 206-803-ROCK and we'll take those calls after Nirvana. With package thefts already on the rise throughout Pierce County and beyond, people are just trying to fight back against these porch pirates right now. If you've ever dealt with them, we want to hear the story. So call 206-803-ROCK.
I'll be most fascinated to know about like what was taken, because I feel like those are those moments where, because a lot of times these porch pirates are just grabbing a box, going home, and then opening up. Oh, and here's what you get.
Andy from Bremerton, what is the thing that you had to deal with when it came to porch pirates?
All right. So, yeah, I was just telling your friend. So I do DoorDash a lot, right? And I went to go drop this last order off. This was about like a couple weeks ago. And it was like one of my last orders of the night. It's like real late at night. And so I dropped it off at these apartments. And when I was heading back to my car, I had pretty good view of where I was just at. And so I'm waiting for like another order. I was going to take one more order of the night. And all right, let me try to make this happen. And so while I was doing that, I saw these two girls from another side of apartment head towards the food, and they started making their way back to their apartment. So I said, I was like, oh, I'm going to stop this because I feel like that wasn't right. So I hopped out and I said, you know, I'm starting to yell and I'm running down towards them. I said, hey, you guys got to put that back because I just made that delivery. And then they started making a big deal about it, right? So obviously, they were probably drinking. And then they called their brothers who were in their house, and like four or five dudes come running out and they start yelling at me and they were about to jump me. And so I said, oh my God, right? So I'm trying to defend myself in a way of like yelling back, like, yo, stay away from me.
Right.
And so I made my way to my car, and luckily my dog was in there. I popped the door. My dog is trained to like defend me. I popped the door and I said, hey man, I'm going to release my dog if y'all don't back up. And you can hear him like going crazy in the car, and he's got a pretty good solid bark. They started backing up just enough for me to get in my car, and I just turned the car on. I just bailed out of there. I said, oh, my God, it was not worth it.
And most importantly, were the girls hot?
No, these, they seemed like they were, these were like, I don't know, they looked like they were like 19, underage drinking.
Oh, they're so Premelos. Like
the dudes, though, that came out, they were huge, man. Ooh. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is not worth it. But my dog did his thing.
Good thing you had your dog with you. Also, yeah, not worth it. It's like, dude, what is wrong? What is happening
with
these people?
What a good Samaritan, though. I think that, I mean, that what a nice thing to attempt to do.
Right. Also, really weird that someone's like, dude, the neighbors, they got some food. Let's take it.
Oh, my gosh. Rose in Tacoma, porch pirates. Have you ever had to deal with them?
Yes. There was a while back, we had a string of porch pirate thefts. And so before it got cool, I started putting dog and cat poop out on the porch in boxes. And one time I actually saw them come up, snag the box, get in their car and open it in their car and realize that it was poop and threw it out the window.
That is amazing.
That's genius, Rose.
I think I'm going to do that just for fun.
Why not? I was doing it before the glitter bombs and paint bombs got cool. So I just was like, you know what? It stopped. Yeah.
Well, if we ever do a documentary on poop in Amazon boxes, we'll be sure to reach out to you as being the OG.
Yes. Matt in Puyallup, porch pirates. Did you ever have to deal with them?
Yep. Once back 20 years ago in Vegas, living on the east side of Vegas with three other roommates, all pretty wild dudes, but you know, we still celebrated the holidays, so we carved ourselves some nice pumpkins. And I'm a little bit of an artist, so I spent some extra time online, and we stack them up on the porch and it looks good. And I come home from work building race engines up there at the speedway, and my pumpkin's gone. And I'm thinking, what the heck, have you guys seen my pumpkin? And no one's seen my pumpkin. So now I'm complaining about the neighborhood, you know, and all that kind of stuff for like 2 days, just depressed. And I'm just watching some TV before like doom scrolling was a thing, and the doorbell rings. I'm like, okay, so no one's around, so I go answer the door, and there's my pumpkin on the porch. And I'm thinking, my pumpkin! And I go to pick it up, kind of confused but excited, and it just explodes right there in my face. Huge percussion, pumpkin pieces everywhere, and all I hear is laughing from behind the fence.
Wait, so they put a firework in your pumpkin?
Yeah, they built like a bomb and put it in my pumpkin, and then had two wires going from the pumpkin to their detonator.
What the hell is going on?
That is very extreme and also very dangerous.
Are you a spy? Like, what the hell happened right there? That's crazy.
It's just a prank. It's just these guys, same guys who would light off bottle rockets under the door while you're taking a shower, and potato guns through the doors at night. You know, there was all sorts of destruction.
What a crazy experience, though.
Also, why did it take him 2 days?
But I had to build the bomb.
I mean, I guess.
That I don't know how I'd react if, like, I went outside my house and, like, a pumpkin that I carved just was gone. Like, that would be, like, the weirdest feeling.
And then if it exploded in your face 2 days later, I bet you'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, that part, yeah, of course. I was like, what a strange thing to take from somebody.
So weird.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm glad. I guess I can't complain about that, at least.
No, watch out for the porch pirates and the pumpkin pirates.
Are we playing Smash Pumpkins?
Would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet. Yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, three of the correct answers to the next game were given out. So you can call 206-803-ROCK if you think that you can beat Miggs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.